Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
This voicemail this woman got from her boss, I am not exaggerating when I said my jaw dropped.
Is this the Justin Baldoni voicemail?
No, different voicemail. That one was good. It's a little on the long side. This one's not as long. So this comes from at It's Jenny Gonzalez on TikTok. And she is sharing a voicemail her boss left on her phone. She called into work, or she called out of work, however you choose to put it, because she went into labor, all right? She's having a baby. And the boss is calling to say, hey, if you think you can make it in, we could really use your help.
Hey, Jennifer, it's Jamie. Just got your voicemail and saw your text. Kind of excited. Hopefully you are doing okay and the baby is going to make his or her grand entrance and put you out of your misery so you're not suffering. Let me know how things are going and let me know what your doctor says. Is it all you can work today? And some contractions like stop and you feel okay, let me know because I can definitely use your help. If not, I understand. I've been there. But just keep me posted, okay? We're all very excited, so let me know. All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Huh?
Yes! As a woman, she said, I've been there.
I've been there is the part that threw me.
So I'm assuming she's been pregnant and she's given birth, so she knows the process. This woman's in labor having contractions, and her boss still calls her to be like, hey, by the way, if they stop, can you still come in?
That's unbelievable. When you set this up, I just 1,000% knew it was a man that was going to be in this position. And it just makes it so much worse,
right?
That she's a woman saying, I've been there.
Where does she work that she needs to come in? Like, what is happening that she needs to stop labor to go into work?
I have no idea, but that was wild.
Unbelievable.
All right, Bert. Or not Bert, because he's not here today. Mo.
Yes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lose.
Lose who?
Lose Bert's money! I got really excited for my knock, knock joke that I screwed it up.
It was a little rough in the beginning, but we all right.
We got there. Yep. We got there. All right. So, lose Bert's money. It's very simple. He's not here, but we're still going to give away his money because, hey, when the cat's away, the mice will play. So, I got three Bert Show listeners on the line. I got a really superficial, easy trivia question for them. And you got 10 chances. You got $100, 10 chances. And every time you guess, if you guess wrong, you'll lose $10. So we'll go from 100 to 90 and so on. So let's meet our contestants. Rachel, welcome to the Bert Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good morning. Good. Rachel, where are you calling us from?
I'm actually calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Oh, thanks for listening. All right, Rachel from Pennsylvania. Next, we have Melissa. Hey, Melissa.
Hey.
And where are you calling us from?
Stone Mountain.
Stone Mountain. Thank you for joining us. And then our third contestant is Jordan. Jordan, where are you calling us from?
Good morning. I'm calling from Lawrenceville.
Lawrenceville. All right. Rachel, Melissa, and Jordan. Rachel was the first to call in. She's going to go first. I'm going to ask this question over and over again. Whoever gets it right, whatever dollar amount we are on, that's what that person is going to win. Ladies, are we ready?
Yes.
Got it
ready.
All right. Here is your question. It is illegal to own what in Hawaii? It is actually illegal to own blank in Hawaii. What is blank, Rachel?
Now the pressure's on because she said it was easy.
No, I don't think it's, well, Bert always says it's easy, but mm-hmm. I might give you a hint later, but right now, this is all you're getting. It's illegal to own what in Hawaii?
The first thought that's coming to my mind is like some sort of animal. Is it like a tiger?
A tiger. Is it illegal to own a tiger in Hawaii? So it might be. I have one answer here, and that's the answer we're going with. So, no, it is not tiger, but I do like where your head is at.
Good guess.
All right, Melissa, for $90, what is it illegal to own in Hawaii? Yeah.
A reptile.
A reptile?
Huh. Staying with the animal thing.
Mm-hmm. That is incorrect. All right, Jordan, for $80, do you have an answer?
go with pants.
Pants?
Pants?
Did you say pants?
So, I said pants.
Pants. That's crazy.
I'm going away from the animal theme, going to pants.
It's lit in Hawaii.
Shorts. No, she didn't say shorts. You can wear shorts.
I mean, they do have the hula skirts that they like to wear. Jordan, I'm not even going to apologize and say, sorry, that's incorrect. I'm just going to say, no, that is not correct. All right, we are back to Rachel. How much money is up for grabs, Abby?
$70.
All right, Rachel, for $70, it is illegal to own what in Hawaii?
Snow boots.
That is incorrect. I would be hard pressed. I think we'd be hard pressed to find anybody Hawaii who owns a pair of snow boots.
I'm sure.
Has anyone gotten close?
Well, I'll give a hint after Melissa.
Okay.
All right, Melissa. What are we up to, Abby?
We are up to $60.
Or I should say down to. What are we down to? All right, Melissa, for $60. It's illegal to own what in Hawaii? Yeah.
Bananas.
Y'all
are clearly running out of guesses.
Does no one have Google pulled up?
Oh, no, you can't do that.
I'm assuming that people cheat when they do this.
No, they should not. Don't cheat.
Abby, whose side are you
on? Have scruples.
I'm on the people's side. I want someone to get paid today.
No, Melissa, it is not bananas. All right, Jordan, for $50, it's illegal to own this in Hawaii, and I'm going to give you a hint. You guys need to go back to animals, okay?
Back to animals. Okay.
Yes.
I would say a monkey.
That is incorrect. Great guess.
Great guess.
But incorrect. All right, Rachel, is it $40, Abby?
It is $40.
Rachel, for $40, what animal is illegal to own in Hawaii, according to the answer I'm looking at?
There's so many that you could be.
Might want to let her land the plane first. It's probably dangerous.
Are the passengers safe, Rachel?
Give me something, Rach.
I know. There's just so many. How do you pick?
You just pick.
Like a wolf?
A wolf? That is not the answer I'm looking for, Rachel.
Okay.
All right, Melissa. What animal is illegal to own in Hawaii? For how much, Abby?
For $30.
$30, Melissa.
A hamster.
That is correct.
Shout out. Shout out Google.
A hamster.
The reason why it is illegal to own hamsters in Hawaii is because the climate is too good. The climate is too good for hamsters, so if a few ever escaped, they could start wild colonies that would devastate Hawaii's native crops.
Really?
Yes!
That's interesting.
Oh, okay, hamsters.
Ooh. Little fun fact for you there. What? All right, ladies, thank you so much. Melissa, congratulations. You just won $30 of Bert's money.
I love the thought of a bunch of little hamsters with some pina coladas getting a little too spicy with their friends.
Pants was still my favorite guest.
Yeah, that was a highlight.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Have I just found Abby's soulmate?
Probably not.
Okay, we're going to try anyway. All right, so I threw this idea out there. Abby, radio soldier, she is game. So you have chronicled how bad it is out there in the dating world for men and for women.
Yeah, I mean, it's just bad for everybody because we're in a world where it seems like you have so many options because of the dating apps, but in reality, it just makes people less likely to approach you in person, and the options on the dating apps are a little sketchy, and the algorithm is just working against you because they're not designed to be deleted. They're designed to keep you on the app so you keep making the apps more money.
That makes total sense. So this is why we're shelving the apps for this one, and I am using our platform, hopefully for good, and asking Burt Show listeners to nominate their brothers to date Abby. So you have to be a sister that nominates your brother to date Abby, because what better reference than a sister? Because you're either one of two sisters. You're a sister that thinks your brother is so annoying and he's like, he's a great brother, but he'd be like the worst partner ever, worst boyfriend ever, whatever. And then there are sisters who are like, my brother is such a catch. He would be the best boyfriend ever. So I threw it out there to the Burt Show fam. Hey, if you're a sister and you have a brother that you think would be a perfect match for Abby. Mm-hmm. He's between the ages of 25, 34. He's over 6 foot. We still gave some of our, you know, our criteria, which I think is fair. Please hit me up, Kristen@theburtshow.com. I've narrowed it down to three.
Okay.
Three. We have three options.
You have three brother bachelors.
Is this because Jimmy loves anything in threes?
Yes.
Are these chosen by Jimmy?
You know what? I may have. No, I'm just kidding.
Three bachelors because I'm 3 years old.
We do have an obsession with three in our household. All right. So I'm going to go through. I'm not going to give their names because, you know, it was their sisters who nominated them. But okay. I'm going to give you their deets. And I sent everybody the photos.
Okay.
So if you pull up your email, your brother bachelor's email, and go ahead and open brother bachelor number one. All right.
Okay.
Mo, you want to do just a little bit of a physical description of brother bachelor number one.
All right. He seems pretty tall. Mm-hmm. He has a... looks like black hair. I can't really tell with the lighting. Bit of a beard, mustache. He's dressed in like a brown vest with a black button-up shirt under and some casual blue jeans with a nice smile. And mm-hmm. It's a family picture, so he seems to be a bit of a family guy.
Look at that. All right, so here is the email from Brother Bachelor's sister.
Okay.
I absolutely love y'all's show. And like Abby, I don't understand how my brother is single. What's crazy is while listening each morning, I've actually thought about how it would be cool to connect them, but I didn't have a way until now. This is my biological brother. Because if you remember, we were talking if it should be biological step, how long they had to live in the house. We got very into the semantics.
She's like, here's the DNA test. We're related.
He is a little past the age cutoff.
How old is he?
35.
Okay.
Only by 1 year.
Okay.
He doesn't have any kids, but he loves his adopted dog, and he's a big advocate for animal shelters. In all caps, lots of exclamations. He is successful! Travels for work throughout the U.S. Okay. And just makes me incredibly proud. What?
He sounds like you putting into ChatGPT, describe the perfect guy. And AI dogs. Spits it out.
Yeah.
Here's a small red flag.
Oh, no.
Uh-uh.
Oh, no.
His home front is in Texas.
Okay.
But he's also got other places he stays in different states. He's very active.
Wait different a second. Goes in different areas.
I was like, this man has a family in some city somewhere.
The sister wouldn't nominate him if he did, or maybe she doesn't know.
You think the sister knows about his four other families?
Maybe. He'll go to Costa Rica for surfing lessons. He loves to dive. Recently got a captain license or something, LOL. He has worked on a pilot license too. He's living the life, but always tells me the grass isn't always greener because he wants someone in his life and eventually a family as well. He has the best sense of humor, has a lot of friends because he's so well-liked and just a great guy. I guess I should have mentioned he's loyal. He's literally the whole package and deserves to be happy, in love, just like Abby does.
He's loyal to his four wives.
The pictures really don't
do
him justice.
Sabotaging.
And he doesn't post a lot on social media, but everyone girl I know that's met him finds him very attractive. Either way, I hope Abby finds the man of her dreams. Here's my phone number if anyone wants more details, or you can email me back.
And that's sweet.
Mm-hmm. Is it weird that, like, having social media as a dude is not a red flag, but having a guy who doesn't post a lot to social media is a green flag? Does that make sense?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. All right. That was brother bachelor number one. Here is brother bachelor number two. Even though it sounds weird to call him brother bachelor, because now I feel like we're doing some kind of polygamy or something.
It does sound weird.
Yes.
Sure.
All right, Mo, give us a physical description of brother bachelor number two.
He's clearly an athlete. It appears to be a picture of him on a football field, maybe for high school
or college.
Georgia
Tech, right?
Is that Georgia Tech?
Yep.
Okay. So he's got his football uniform on. It looks like he's right in front of the bleachers. He's got blonde hair, scruffy beard, and he's looking very intensely into the open as if if he is about to win some kind of game.
He looks like if Travis Kelce and Niall Horan had a baby.
That's actually the perfect description. He has like Niall's hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. However, it does because it's a black and white photo. It looks blondish there, but it's gotten darker. I have some other photos of him, so his hair is more the floppy brown, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. And here's the email from the sister. Good morning, Kristen. Huge fan of the show. Been listening since high school and I'm 40. I guess that makes me a P1. Anyways, my brother Blank would be great for Abby, in my opinion. He is 30 years old, tall, handsome, a Georgia Tech grad, and is now a pilot.
Ooh! wait, aren't those, not to bring cheating back into the mix, but
you can fly for free.
Oh, that's true.
So many buddy passes.
You can have another girlfriend if I can go to the Maldives for free.
He is super sweet, smart, kind, and funny. He's originally from Louisville, Kentucky, but lives in Blank, Georgia now. I have attached some pictures for reference, LOL. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Her name and number.
Okay.
All right.
To the point.
And Brother Bachelor, number 3.
Dun, dun, dun.
Pull up the photo, Mo.
Okay. He is sitting at a table. Looks like a nice environment, nice ambiance, maybe some kind of dinner by himself. Really bright smile. Can't really tell what color his hair is, but he has a beard as well and a blue button-down shirt, wearing it very casual, a little bit of chest hair, not too much, just to give him a little bit of sexy over what looks like some dessert.
Hear me out. Mm-hmm. Does this not look like your husband?
No.
This doesn't look like Bart to you?
I mean, only because of the beard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see where you're getting the vibe.
Yes. That's why you say it.
I would say, I could see them being like, second cousins, maybe.
Second cousins.
Actually, I can see them being first cousins.
This is the polygamy show.
I'm not. Now that you said it, is giving Bart.
It's giving
which is
Bart.
Maybe subconsciously why I chose. All right. So here is the email from the sister. Hi, Kristen. I have been dreaming of the day that this would be a segment. I think my brother and Abby would be a great match. My brother's name is Blank. He is 32. He's originally from Atlanta, but he does currently live in Germany.
Are you kidding me?
I know this might be a tiny setback, but...
Tiny.
She flew to London for a chance at love, so I figured I'd shoot my shot for my brother. He's funny, smart, athletic, nice, outgoing, loves to travel, doesn't have to have kids, has a great job, an amazing friend group, and is an overall wonderful person. He will be in Atlanta in April. And I already know he thinks Abby is hot and would love to meet her.
Oh, wait, that's actually promising.
Right?
Because I'm like, okay, I know these guys have gotten submitted, but like, do they know they got submitted? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Obviously, maybe the third one, I don't know if they know if they've gotten submitted because that wasn't part of the criteria that you had to give the brother a heads up. But here you go. So you have Brother Bachelor number 1, who lives in Texas.
Okay.
Brother Bachelor number 2, who lives in Georgia. And Brother Bachelor number 3, who lives in Germany.
So none of them live in the current city where I am located.
No, they do not. But.
Well, one lives in Georgia.
Okay.
That's who I would pick, knowing you for like so well.
Yeah. I mean, they're all like attractive candidates. Mm-hmm. So they can hit me up when they're in a 50-mile radius.
So how would you like to proceed? All right. What would you like to see happen from here?
So I'll put this out there. Mm-hmm. I would be willing to go on a first date with all 3 of the bachelors.
Would you?
So if any of said bachelors are looking at this and are like, yes, or even like a baby, and you would be willing to sit across the table from me for an hour, I will go out with all 3 of them.
Okay. Do you want me to get their numbers and give them to you? Or are you comfortable with me giving the sisters your number so they can be the ones to reach out to you?
The brothers have to reach out to me via my phone.
Got it.
Yes.
All right. So what I will do today, I will email our 3 sisters. I will give them your digits and tell them the deal. And then we will see where it goes from here.
I love you're willing to play.
Yeah, why not? Also, all those dudes are super hot. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's a social networking app here where sisters just upload their brothers to be dated.
That's a really great idea.
I'm team pilot because I want somebody passes.
The Bird Show.
So, you know, I've been on my home search and I'm probably going to put an offer down on a house in the next couple of weeks. And it's come to my realization after applying for a big mortgage is I'm broke. So I've decided that I want to marry rich. And I know I'm not the only person out there who dreams of owning a beautiful Tuxedo Park home right near Chastain where you can walk, take your kids, take your pets, go get some coffee at the Chastain and live your bougie buckhead life.
Let's clarify. Do you want to marry rich, or do you want to, you want yourself a sugar daddy?
Why choose? Why limit ourselves,
don't
Kristen?
Limit yourself. Yeah.
I'll take both. Take either at this point. Just someone give me attention.
So I actually
where's the money at, baby? Where's the money at?
So I was on TikTok and I've come across this guy who will tell you where to meet billionaires in different cities. And every now and then I'll tune in. Like I remember right before I went to London, I saw that he had a video all about where to meet billionaires in London. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, maybe I'll like hang out, like meet a rich British guy while I'm there. But I was shocked when I saw that he actually created an entire video about where to meet rich people in Atlanta.
These are the billionaire hotspots in Atlanta, Georgia, where you're most likely to run into billionaires and members from high society. First up, there's the East Lake Golf Club, which is the oldest and most prestigious golf club in Atlanta. It's hosted all of the great golf legends, including Tiger Woods, Bobby Jones, and so on. And memberships can cost over $125,000, with an initiation fee of $250,000. Then there's the Capital City Club, which is one of Atlanta's oldest and most prestigious members clubs. Early members included Robert Woodruff from Coca-Cola, and it's still a favorite among Atlanta's business elite. Initiation fees to join the club can go up to $100,000, and there's an annual due of around $10,000. Then there's the St. Regis Atlanta, which is in Buckhead, which is Atlanta's poshest neighborhood. They have an art collection valued at over $1 billion, and their house car is a Bentley, so I think that says it all. And I specifically want to mention the Atlas Buckhead, which is a restaurant inside of the St. Regis, where there's literal art on the wall from Pablo Picasso, Henri Matisse, and Vincent van Gogh. Then lastly, and this might actually be the most exclusive one of them all, it's a club that's known for hosting some of the most exclusive galas and charity events for Atlanta's elite. They have a world-class golf course, a fine dining, amazing amenities, and the initiation fee alone to join the club is already over $200,000. And here I'm talking about the Cherokee Town and Country Club.
And if you were like, where is Cherokee?
Yeah.
I was in Cherokee yesterday.
Nils Dex from TikTok got that wrong. Of course, he means Cherokee.
Here's how I know I'm not high society in Atlanta. I didn't know we had a high society elite class in this city.
Are you serious?
Have you been on Zillow recently?
They have rich people. That's not the same as high society.
But you know how many Fortune 500 companies we have here?
Yeah, that's like a handful. Like, yeah, you got Bernie Marcus. You got all of them. They're the big ones. But like otherwise, I'm like, there are that many people to support this many clubs?
Yes.
But that's how I know I'm not high society.
So obviously, St. Regis, anybody can go there, hang out at the bar. But my question was for like East Lake and, as he called it, Cherokee, but it's Cherokee. You can't just walk up in that place.
I don't think so, but maybe if like you wink and bat a couple eyelashes, maybe they'll let you in if you're a little cute. You know, if I stroll up to Eastlake and go, hey,
you need to be a beer cart girl.
A beer cart girl?
Yes, on the golf course, like you have those girls that drive around the golf carts and they have like the cooler on them and stuff like that. And you go around to the people playing on the golf course and you're the beer cart girl. My girlfriend did this when we were in college. It was, I don't know the name of the golf course. It's the one that's there near Milledgeville. And I think it's the Reynolds or something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, she was a beer cart girl there and made bang.
Wait, really? They really do make so much money in tips. They're on TikTok.
The cart girls?
Yeah, yes. Just look golf cart girls up on TikTok and you'll see different ones talking about how many tips they made and the drinks.
So then I won't even need a sugar daddy. Yeah. I can be my own sugar daddy.
No, you'll have an entire club of sugar daddies.
Mm-hmm. How am I going to explain that to my mortgage lender? They'll be like, how did you make $100,000 this year? I'm like,
swag.
Well, a push-up bra and a tennis skirt.
All right, so Cassie, you have an update because you told us a story last week about how you completely made a fool of yourself in front of an Atlanta influencer.
Yes, there's this photographer that I follow who is Atlanta-based, and I absolutely love her work. I follow her. I kind of stalk her. I know her kids' names from her Insta stories, the whole nine yards. And I ran into her at the gym that I had just started at, looking like a complete and total bumbling mess and also looking like an extraordinarily bad mother. And she was nothing but kind. Well, I talked about it on air and she hit me up on DM. So now I'm like panicking because I purposely left her name out when I did that segment in case she didn't want to be associated with this.
In a 30-second recap, How was your first in-person interaction? What was the first person interaction?
Oh my God. I had just gotten out the pool with my kids. I'm wearing a bathing suit I'm dripping everywhere all over the floor because the towel that I have around my neck is like a hand towel. They don't fit my body. And I'm trying to get my kids who are chattering. My daughter's lips are blue from the pool in front of the sauna so they can warm up. But it happened to be an adults only spa area. And of course I'm not putting my kids in the sauna because that is very, very, very bad. I'm letting them stand at the entrance. But this woman, obviously, it looks like I'm dripping wet, mascara smeared all over my face like I've been working on a car or putting paint under my eyebrows, half wet hair, half curly, half straight, trying to get the kids in. And she thinks I'm about to Hansel and Gretel my kids and stick them in the sauna. She hit me up and she said, "Hey, I need you to know that you just made my entire life.
Aww.
I've had probably 4 friends text me about the show today. I literally wish I was in the room with you so I can hug you and laugh because I was so anxious after because I did not want you to feel uncomfortable at all." And then she sent me a minute-long voice note, and now we are friends. So her name is, I did ask her, it's Naomi Hopkins. You can find her at Naomi Hopkins Photo. I really love her Family Sessions work. She's an incredible photographer. But now I have a new friend. Yay!
Aww. Now you guys can, like, you can leave the kids in the kids zone area.
Yeah.
And you too can enjoy the adult only spa.
And judge other moms who come to warm up their kids in the sauna.
All right, so Tommy, there's a new movie out that's got some scenes from Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah, and I geek out over all this stuff. Even when I lived in LA, I'm all about like where things were filmed. So I'm watching it, and there's so many movies with the peach at the end, and you know it's filmed in Georgia or most likely Atlanta. So I'm watching a scene, and I see...
What's the movie again?
It's called Back in Action. And really, it is back in action for Cameron Diaz because this is her first movie in 11 years. Mm-hmm. She kind of semi-retired. Now she's back with Jamie Foxx. And so I notice Atlanta in the background. Then there's a reference to Buckhead. So then there's a pretty prominent scene in a movie where they're in a club. They have kids. And they're former CIA spies, and the kids find out, not spoiling anything, that's in the trailer. And the daughter goes to a club, and they go to get her, because she's in trouble for being at a club, and she's underage. But the club is somewhere you guys have all been, Tongue and Groove.
Shut up.
I've never been in Tongue and Groove.
You haven't?
No. Anytime,
all the events we've had there?
I know. For some reason, I'm out of town or doing something else, and I've never been. But it was like this hype club. And
did they have the bottle service girls in the scene with the sign and like the fireworks coming out of the bottle?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure they did.
Yeah. That's a staple
but
there.
But I was like, oh my God, Tongue and Groove's in a big movie.
Okay, be honest, what would you rate the movie?
I loved it.
Really?
Yeah, I'd give it an 8. You know, I didn't pay for it. It was on Netflix. But
oh, if it's free, yeah, you end up rating it a little higher.
For sure.
And anything I watch in my home theater kind of ups the value.
Oh, just flex on us, Tommy.
It was pretty good, honestly. At first, I thought it was making fun of itself, and then I realized it wasn't. It's worth watching.
No, I would totally watch it.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Was this text message that she sent to her alleged boyfriend passive aggressive or genuinely out of support?
Her alleged boyfriend.
That's what I was hung up on.
It's a lot of allegations in this story. And I think my guy and I would like the opinions of the ladies on the show because we have a bit of a different perspective on what this text was intended to do.
All right, let me tap into my lady brain and see if I can help you out.
So this is like, I guess, a continuation a bit of the story that I started to tell yesterday where the question was, would you ever charge your significant other for a professional service that you have? And I think we all agree that typically if you are deep in dating someone, you would not charge them. Even if it's something that you do professionally, you would just see it as we're in a relationship. One hand helps the other.
If I have the time, I'm going to do you a solid.
Right. So,
and she clearly had the time.
Yeah, she did. And so this is the thing to where sometime I feel like there's a really thin line between someone trying to make the first step in an awkward situation and someone just not being accountable and trying to more so play victim, right? I feel like it could be a thin line because a lot of the time people really do view something very differently. Two people can view it very differently. So that's how, I guess, the awkwardness and confusion initially started. If you didn't hear that part of the story, he did an event for her. She asked him to do said event. He did it. They were dating. In his mind, because we're dating, we've been dating for 4 months, I am not going to charge her for what I would normally charge. I'm just going to do it for her because that's my girl.
He provided his DJ services for free.
Boom. You fast forward now, and he needed something for work, of which he brought it up. And I did clarify this because I wanted to make sure I was getting this right on both sides. He brought it up to say, this is something that I'm working on. Now, he was aware of the fact that that is what she does for a profession, but he didn't bring it up to her to say, hey, can you do it for me? He just let her know, this is something I'm working on. This is something we are trying to do. And if you have any pointers, I'd be all ears. And that's when she volunteered her services to say, oh, nah, that's what I do. I believe in y'all. Let me handle it. Let me take care of it. We'll discuss all of the details later. Well, when the details were discussed later, that was after she did put hours in and decided to get the work done. But then she sent the work and everybody was happy with the work. And then a couple of days later, she sent an email to him, not a text, not a phone call, an email saying, hey, is a $1,900-something invoice for my services, of which clearly surprised him. And he wasn't exactly sure how even to respond to this. So that's where we ended. That's where we ended. So now this is the continuation. This story going to probably keep going.
Yeah.
At this point, he made the decision to pay it.
He did.
He said, I'm going to pay it because he felt like, you know what? I'm not going to have her running and telling people, whomever she may speak to, whether it's professionally or not, that she put this work in. She felt like she deserved to be paid. And then I didn't pay her. He feels like he don't want that on his name. He doesn't want that in his reputation. But in his mind, I'm going to pay it. But if I pay it, this is the end of us.
Yeah.
Like, this now clearly defines what our relationship is. And in his mind, it's not what he thought it was.
Man, that road's so high, I don't even know how he got to the on-ramp to
you
it.
You and me both.
That is a super high road.
He up there alone.
We can't see him.
Nah, I don't have the sky miles to get up there.
No.
So I said, all right, you my dude, I support you, whatever you want to do, if that's the route you want to take.
So he's paying it, and he's like, relationship done.
Right. That's where he stopped. So at that point, when he paid her, now, I guess this is where it gets a little tricky. He was upset, rightfully so. So she left. The last time that they spoke was her saying to him, because they were actually planning a trip together, in which he was planning on taking care of her half of the trip. He's going to get her the flight. He was going to have a place to stay. But that jolted him, obviously. And he was like, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. So when the conversation ended.
Because he knows she's got the money to take care of herself.
Clearly, you have it now, right? You get your own flight.
Uh-huh.
But he also didn't like how she was under the assumption that he was still going to take care of everything after she sent the invoice. Okay. In his mind, it was like, you had to know that once you did that, I'm not now also paying for your flight in this trip.
Right.
So at that point, she told him, I guess out of guilt, like right as he was saying that I was going to, you know, I'm going to take care of the trip. She was like, well, before you do that, did you get my invoice? I guess that was her way of saying, maybe if you still want to take me on this trip, you haven't actually got my invoice. And then that's when he learned about the invoice. So that's when he went and looked and he saw the invoice.
Okay.
And then at that point, they hadn't spoke. So the conversation was left where she was like, call me when you get the invoice. He didn't call her because he was upset.
Yeah.
So now there's a show coming up of which she was already invited to because she was supposed to come support him at that show. Right. But they haven't spoke. Now, there's also another layer to it because he hurt his shoulder. Shoulder was really messed up. And she never checked on him to see how his shoulder was doing. So in his mind, you sent me an invoice.
Yep.
We never spoke after that because he felt like he didn't want to reach out.
But she said, call me, and he didn't.
So now you see where the, right?
Yep.
So from his perspective, now this is a week before the show, this conversation happens. So there's no interaction leading all Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, no interaction, right? Finally, the day of the show. Because we were all, like, the whole group of us was wondering, is she going to reach out at all? Is she just done? We're like, what's happening
here? Is she just going to show up?
Right. And he's asking us, should I reach out? And we're all like, no, absolutely not. So then the day of the show, he finally gets a text message.
Has he paid the invoice at this point
in time? He paid the invoice at this point. Never got a thank you. Never got a I got the money. No, okay. No conversation whatsoever.
And I consider that communication. Like, if he paid the invoice and he sent her the funds, then now the ball's in her court.
Mm-hmm. I see it the same way.
That's how I see it.
So in my mind, we're all trying to figure out when this is going to happen. The ladies in our circle was like, she's definitely going to hit you up the day of the show. That was their assumption. And sure enough, that's what happened.
Because we love to get in that head.
And which is what I'm like, I'm trying to figure out, is that what that was? So you don't text all week.
Yeah.
She never asked about the shoulder. She never mentioned the invoice. Mm. The text message just said, it was pretty long, but the summary of it was, no, you got a show today. As you look in the audience and you don't see me there, I just want you to know that was on you. That's what she says.
That was on you?
That's on you.
Wow, talk about skirting responsibility.
Right, and I'm not sure why I haven't heard from you all week. I've been thinking about you. I hope you're well. But you have not reached out to me, and I feel like you need to man up. And if you have a problem with something that I did, instead of just leaving it like you did, you should have reached out. And then in his mind, it was like, if you're going to do this on show day,
yeah.
I'm not even like addressing this right now.
Show day was calculated and that was wrong.
Uh-huh.
However, I'm going to have the teensiest, eensiest, ittiest, bittiest part of her back. If he had a problem with the invoice, he should have told her he had a problem with the invoice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're talking about open communication, like, if you have a problem with somebody, but you don't voice that problem, how are they supposed to know you have a problem with them?
Yeah.
So if he had a problem with the invoice and was feeling a certain way about it, which we all agree he should, right? Mm-hmm. Then he should have reached out to her and been like, hey, not really happy about this, but this is what you feel like you deserve. I'm going to pay it and we're going to be done.
And I was torn on that because I was wondering the same, if he should have said something about it. But I've also always admired people who have the strength to, in a situation like that, feel like someone did something to you that they should know what they've done.
Yep.
And your response is simply not responding at all. Because
there's some truth to that. In his mind,
you know, like, you made me a client. I went from your boyfriend to a client in that moment. And if I'm your client, then I don't owe you an explanation.
I think it's kind of like forgiveness, though. Like, if you're going to pay someone and if you're going to do something that you don't want to do, or if you are basically doing something that in your gut doesn't really feel right, but you're just doing it for the sake of the relationship, then at that point, like, once you either give the money or give the forgiveness, then you've got to move on, or you've got to say something about it. Because then at that point, I'm not saying she was right to make him a client, but then he's basically done exactly what she asked her to do, or she asked him to do. So in her mind, she doesn't see why there should be any tension. And so she doesn't feel like he shouldn't have reached out to her, because now his silence in a way looks like resentment for having to pay, because I'm sure it was. And so I feel like if he was just going to pay it, then he should have just acted like nothing had happened or chosen not to pay it at all.
Mm. And now the question becomes, which we have to wait for, does he send his invoice?
Because that's what we talked about last time. If he sends a retroactive invoice for his DJ services.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I just call it a wash.
Count your losses.
Count your loss. Not even a wash, because it's not a wash. Like, he's definitely, he's in the red here.
Yeah.
He's the one taking all these L's.
Uh-huh.
But I think what's really going to get her sending that long text message the day of the show and saying that's on you, that's a statement of somebody who's trying to get a response, that's trying to get a reaction.
Yep.
Did he respond?
He did it.
Good.
Don't.
Okay.
That is literally the one thing I think that would get most under her skin, is if he literally just goes radio silent.
100%.
Right. I'm going to try to keep encouraging him to not respond.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Snoop Dogg is responding to some criticism he's gotten for...
Oh, wait a second. Oh. Are we supposed to do entertainment buzz here, or are we doing... Yeah, we're doing To Catch a Cheater.
It's on the schedule. E-Buzz is on the schedule.
They just changed it in real time.
Oh, they just changed it?
Oh,
not y'all making me look like a fool.
No, because I saw no E-Buzz all of a sudden, and then all of a sudden E-Buzz popped back up. So
E-Buzz was on the schedule, so I did prepare one.
That's what I thought.
Tommy!
What are you doing to me, man?
Sorry to... Well, I was having a team meeting in the middle of the show.
We were running late, so I didn't think we were going to do E-Buzz.
I didn't think we were doing it either.
I raced E-Buzz, Eric, because we're supposed to do To Catch a Cheater next.
Well, what do you want to do?
What do you want to do, Abby?
Can we not? I would love to have five. God. I would love to have 10 minutes off. That'd be great.
Yeah, game of hot potato. What do you want to do?
I say we skip E-Buzz To Catch a Cheater.
Okay. I want to go home.
I'm really craving some Eggs Benedict right now.
Should we get brunch? Should we leave work and go get brunch?
I would love to.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.